From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. Gubernatorial candidate John Huntsman introduced his running mate today, Provo Mayor Michelle Cafusi. The two made the announcement in a video this morning.
It's great to have you as part of the team.
I am so excited and honored and privileged that you would ask me to join your team.
In a news release, Huntsman said the Provo mayor would bring an important local perspective to his administration. Cafusi was elected the city's first female mayor in 2017. Her husband, Steve Cafusi, is a former BYU football defensive line coach. Huntsman is seeking a third term as governor. He previously served 5 years in the seat before becoming a U.S. ambassador to China and later Russia. Utah is a growing state, but the county that will see the most growth is Utah County, projected to add more than 1 million people by 2065. KUER's John Reed has more on a new report, which finds that most residents there are willing to urbanize to keep it manageable.
The findings come from the nonprofit Envision Utah, which has been consulting with Utah County for the past year over how it wants to grow. CEO Ari Bruning says most of the 11,000 people who weighed in want to see growth in dense urban centers with easy access to jobs, entertainment, and transit. And while the county would still be mostly single-family housing, residents say they want more townhomes and apartments.
People understand that we need to do something a little bit different so that we have housing options that people can afford, and so that we don't use as much water and land and chew up as much agriculture.
But not everyone is on board with density. David Busaith, chairman of the Orem Neighborhood Association, says the results overlook the fact that when young people start having families, they want their own houses and yards. He says he'd rather see expansion into Eagle Mountain and the southern part of the county, even if it's now mostly farmland.
We've already in the past 40 years turned Orem from a huge field of orchards into a huge field of single-family homes. We've lived with that change.
He says he expects that transformation to continue over the next 40 years. John Reed, KUER News.
Intermountain Healthcare officials today unveiled new details about a primary children's hospital campus planned for Lehigh. They say the facility will provide trauma and emergency services, intensive care units, and mental health services. They also say the new campus will help address the rapid growth in Utah County and the urgent need for quality pediatric care. Construction on the 38-acre campus starts later this year, with plans to open in 2023. There are no identified cases of coronavirus in Utah at the moment, but the state's Department of Health said today at the Capitol that it's taking preventive measures should an outbreak occur. Angela Dunn is the state epidemiologist.
I want to assure Utah residents that the Utah Department of Health, alongside our public health partners and healthcare providers throughout the state, are taking this threat very seriously.
She says the department investigated 10 Utahns who had identified as at risk for the coronavirus. So far, test results for 8 have come back negative. Other efforts include educating community partners like businesses with ties to China, where the outbreak began, on how to prevent, spot, and report the virus. Mountain West skiers have been enjoying plenty of deep powder this year, but it also comes with some hazards. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Maggie Mullen reports, avalanche conditions are ripe across our region.
Craig Gordon is with the Utah Avalanche Center. He says it's been a good year for snowfall in the Mountain West, but there is a downside.
These storms are also coupled with dense, heavy snow, and that's creating a cohesive layer, what we call a slab, on top of either weaker snow or on top of lighter density snow. So it's sort of like an upside down cake, and that is always a dangerous combination in our mountains.
And along with these conditions, the region is seeing unusually warm temperatures, even rain in some places.
Unusual weather makes unusual avalanches.
Gordon says if you're wondering about conditions in your community, you should check with your local avalanche center. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.
Utah lawmakers have advanced a tighter ban on personalized license plates that have disparaging words after a plate that said "deportum" sparked debate on social media. The state's Senate Transportation Committee voted Thursday to forward a bill for full Senate consideration that would further restrict what can be said on vanity license plates. Officials say the bill would ban plates that disparage anyone based on characteristics like race, religion, age, or gender. You're listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.